Praise be Jesus and Mary. Saint Alphonsus, the great doctor of the Church, in many of his writings, often insisted on the importance and the necessity of prayer, especially of meditation. And the reason he gives is very interesting. He says that the eternal truths are all spiritual things and can only be seen by the eyes of the mind, namely through consideration, reflection, through meditation. And he says that those who don't meditate don't see and cannot see the importance of eternal salvation and the means to obtain it. Words of Saint Alphonsus. The truths of our faith are both timeless and timely. And with what will we nourish our souls if not on the truths that God reveals? Our Lord himself uses vivid images to proclaim aspects of the kingdom of God, or to proclaim the eternal truths, like he does in today's gospel. He uses the image of the banquet and ends by saying, "Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Now, what is he talking about here if not that truth that we profess in our creed? He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Our faith teaches us that after death, when our soul separates from the body, there will be a particular judgment, and then at the end of time, a general judgment. How many really meditate on these truths, but yet they are so important? In a world where appearance reigns supreme, it's a very sobering truth and reality to know that at the end of time, all things will be revealed. Saint Therese recounts how, when she was a novice, she was once falsely accused of having broken a vase. So she was in a convent and someone broke a vase and she cleaned it up and she was falsely accused of it. It was really hard for her, she said, not to say anything. But for the love of Christ, she kept quiet. And she said this, "I had to console myself with the thought of at the end, in the final judgment, all things will come to light." You see how the truths of our faith informed even the smallest things in the lives of the saints. Benedict XVI, in his encyclical Spes Salvi, put it this way, "Faith in Christ doesn't only look backwards to historical events, doesn't only look upwards to lofty heavenly things, but always also looks forward to the final judgment, to the hope of God's justice. And in doing this," he says, "it gives our present moment its true value. Only in the light of eternity does our present life truly take its real value. Even all the smallest things, like in the life of Saint Therese. But we have to meditate on these truths St. Charles Borromeo, the saint that we celebrate today, often insisted that the clergy pray and meditate especially. What a difference it would make with our priests if they would meditate. What difference it would be if the laity would meditate. What a different church we would have if all the faithful meditated on the eternal truths. So brothers and sisters, let us keep our eyes on those truths revealed by God. And it's only through meditation do those truths of faith not only are informative, but become transformative. May Our Lady give us this grace. Praise be Jesus and Mary.